Jennifer Wood is the board chair of the Rural Communities Foundation, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us. The Rural Community Foundation has a grant of up to $100,000, as a matter of fact, or $100,000 in grant money is available through the foundation. Please, as a little bit of an icebreaker, explain, I guess, the finer details of the grant.
Keith, thank you much for having me today. I'd love to be able to explain a little bit about the grant. So UFA really is committed to giving away over $500,000 over the last 5 years, really to improve farmers and ranchers by helping them sustain their communities. And this Rural Communities Foundation grant, we're currently in our looking for our fifth year, so looking to give away another $100,000. So therefore, to date, we have given away $400,000 to 16 communities across Alberta. And we have definitely seen that positive impact that the grant money has had on these communities. So we're happy to be able to support another year of $100,000.
We talked before interview here, Jennifer, about the August 31st deadline and the fact that this money can also help the agriculture sector in some communities, especially up here in the Peace Region. First of all, how good is that? And second of all, I guess, how does it help in the agriculture industry?
Well, that's definitely with the intent of these grants. So as you mentioned, the deadline is August 31st, so there's still time to apply. And these grants, applicants can apply. It's between $10,000 and $100,000. So it's anything that supports rural Alberta. And so items like supporting recreational, educational, cultural facilities and programs. Really, the people just need to show that the project, to demonstrate the need and the positive impact it's going to have for agriculture communities.
Even the little communities, I guess, like Eaglesham, like Grimshaw, like Nampa, they have all benefited from this grant. How good is it to get the rural and remote areas involved in getting this grant?
You know, we're very happy at UFA to have this Rural Communities Foundation. And as you mentioned, there's been almost $75,000 that's been granted to the Peace River regions. You mentioned Grimshaw, the Curling Club received some money to replace their ice plant. The Nampa District Historical Society was able to turn an old church into a usable space, and Eaglesham and District Agricultural Society, they were also able to build a shelter at the fairgrounds. You know, I think what's really important here is that we're here, UFA is here through the Rural Communities Foundation to support smaller agricultural communities, because typically they don't have a lot of grant opportunities out there to receive support. So I would really encourage those that have some project and vision to look at the grant application and rules and apply. Again, we've got $100,000 up for this year's grant.
During a typical period, and I guess we could use this period as an example here, Jennifer, how many applications do you normally get for this grant?
Well, that's a good question, and it does vary year to year. Obviously, it's been strongly supported. Can't really give you the exact numbers, but again, we're accepting applications until August 31st, and we do our best. There's a team that review them and do our best to support those that are in need throughout the province. And again, we just encourage those to reach out to our website. I can share with you, if you don't mind.
Please.
The Rural Communities Foundation website can be found at rcfufa.com. And I think it's a great opportunity to look at the previous winners and see the projects that have received grants But it's also a way to say, that's interesting. You know, I can actually fit our project within here. But again, there's no set specific project. I really encourage those to, you know, show a project that will benefit your agriculture community and paint that visual picture. Just show the judges why it's going to be so important to community to have that positive effect, whatever that may be.
I'm not sure if there is, maybe there is an over an abundance of applications that are presented during a period, and I'm thinking that some applications may need to be sort of set aside, I guess. How tough a decision is it to unfortunately have to maybe set aside some of the applications that are presented?
That's a great question, Keith. Obviously, there's probably more applications than the grants, but what the good news is it doesn't stop people from reapplying in future years, and we have seen that. So just because you might have been turned down in the past, I would encourage you, any organization, to reach out and apply. Because we just never know. We're trying to obviously have an impact throughout Alberta. And, you know, the judges do their best and try and prioritize and share sort of these grants throughout the province. But it's really important for that application to show how that impact how the grant's going to have a positive impact in their community. And we try our best to, I guess, spread the grant money, hence why, you know, there's been smaller projects in the Peace River region. But that's, I encourage people just look look to the site and apply if they have a worthy project.
On the other side of the coin, Jennifer, with the people and with the foundations and organizations that make the grade as far as grant money is concerned, how much fun is it to present the check?
Oh, you know what? When you see the appreciation of the community, when they receive those grants and money can be used for something to help the community, it's very rewarding, not only for the Rural Communities Foundation, but we definitely see that from the organizations that receive it. And we receive, UFA receives thanks many times over and appreciation from those communities. So it's nice to see the appreciation, but it's even nicer to see the impact of the local community and their appreciation of receiving such a grant.
Once again here, Jennifer, the deadline is fast approaching, but there is still time to apply. Where can an organization apply for the grant money?
The application deadline is fast approaching, so Monday, August 31st is the deadline. And again, take a look at the Rural Communities Foundation website. So that's at rcfufa.com. And there's where you can find the application and the grant rules. So I encourage all those to reach out and apply.
Jennifer Wood is the board chair of the Rural Communities Foundation. Jennifer, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Keith, we appreciate the time. So thank you very much for having me today.